可以在他的家里面我们能够有这个安稳。我们继续以神的话语做敬拜。今天的圣经的话语在撒加利亚书的第十章一至六节。当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨，他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园的生长菜蔬，因为家神所言是虚空的，是虚空，卜士所见的是虚假，做梦者所说的是假梦，他们白白地安慰人，所以众人如让利流，因无牧人就受苦。我的怒气向牧人发作，我必惩罚公山羊，因为万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群，就是犹太家，必使他们如骏马在阵上，防角石、钉子、征战的弓和一切掌权的都从他而出。他们必如勇士在阵上，将仇敌践踏在街上的泥土中。他们必征战，因为耶和华与他们同在，骑马的必也必羞愧。我要坚固犹大家，拯救约瑟家，要令他们归回，我要怜恤他们，他们必像未曾弃绝的一样，都因我是耶和华他们的神，我必应允他们的祷告。这个是神的话语。今天正道的题目是谁会牧养这羊群。我们请 Pastor Scott。
Good morning. That's all. Well, did anyone notice a theme or a topic running through all the verses and songs?
大家有没有发现今天我们所读的经文跟唱的歌里面有一个主题一直连贯的？
How about sheep?
有没有发现很多羊？
Shepherd?
牧羊人。
Right, right. And that goes, and thank you for Heather, that goes right into the sermon for today.
谢谢那个婷珠传道，因为今天的信息就是在讲到会讲到这一部分。
And I never heard that song before. That was beautiful. Thank you.
我刚刚诗班所唱的歌我从来没有听过，很美的一首诗歌，谢谢。
So from Zechariah chapter 10, today's sermon, who will shepherd the flock?
所以今天从撒加利亚书第十章一到五节，我们看了今天的经文，我们今天讲到题目是谁会牧养这群羊。
Now I've been going through the book of Zechariah in the English service.
我在英文部已经一直在讲
So let me set up.And I preached a couple of times with you, so let me just set up a little bit of the historical context.
那我在当各位当中也讲过几次，所以我们再一次从历史的角度来看一下，让大家知道说这个背景资料。
If you know the Old Testament story, right? The Israelites had gone into the Promised Land and had set up their kingdom there.
所以大家从旧约里面知道说，神带领以色列人进到了迦南地，进到了应许之地。
But there As time went on, they became so sinful. Even though they were the people of God, they just did incredibly bad things.
虽然他们是属神的子民，但是他们回到迦南之地以后，就开始做了一些神不喜悦的事。
So, I mean, even the kings and some of the people started sacrificing their own children alive on altars.
甚至是当时的君王呢，他们也把自己的孩子活生生的放在祭坛上面，烧死孩子来献祭给当地的假神。
There was oppression of the poor and the widows.
那在当时有很多穷人跟寡妇都没有人照顾。
And many were worshiping false gods.
很多人在这边拜假神。
And they had gotten so bad that eventually God had enough of His people.
所以当时他们做了这么多的坏事，到了一个时候，神已经受够了这些的子，那他本来属于他的子民。
So He sent the evil Babylonians to Jerusalem to destroy the city and then bring the Israelites captive back to Babylon.
所以神允许当时很邪恶的巴比伦人来到迦南之地，把以色列人都掳走了。
But even in this discipline, there was grace because God promised that He would bring them back to the land of Israel.
但即使在审判当中，神还是有恩典，因为神允许也应许当时的以色列人说他会把以色列人再带回到迦南地。
So God did. God brought back a remnant of the Israelites back to the land to start rebuilding the city and the temple.
所以神的确是如此做，他使当时被掳之后的余民剩下的这些人带回到以色列人重建的圣殿。
Now you would think, you would have thought that Israel would have learned their lesson from their sin.
那我们想说，以色列人应该就学会了这个功课，所以他们开始不做神不喜悦的事。
But it even seems like here now in Zechariah, which is the present period, it seems like even the leaders now of Israel are still falling into sin.
可是我们在撒加利亚面看到说，当时这段时间之后，连当时的宗教领袖又继续不断在犯罪当中。
And you know, the biblical terminology for leaders is a lot of times it's that word shepherd.
在旧约里面，我们常常听到说，神在称呼这些带领的人，他们就称呼他们为牧羊人。
Now, let me ask: has anyone in here ever owned sheep?
我想问一下，在座有没有人曾经有过羊，养过羊的？
Has anyone ever been a shepherd?
有没有人曾经当过牧羊人的？
Right, I didn't think so, right?
我想是没有。
Yeah, and I haven't either, right?
我也没有。
Right, I grew up in the suburbs, right?
Yeah, 我在郊区。
Grew up in the city, you know.
我在城市里面长大。
You know, I go to the, you know, the fair, the, you know, the zoo. That's as close as I've got. I've petted sheep, right?
我们大家可能到一些的农场，我们最多可能就是摸摸羊而已。
You know, but I have no connection to this, to these sheep, right? Being a shepherd, what is this all about?
所以我们没有这个没有当过牧羊人，所以这个当牧羊人到底是一件什么样的一件事？
You know, and it helps us to kind of look at what is a sheep? What is a sheep? What does it do? And what does a shepherd do? Right?
所以我想可以帮助我们来思想是到底羊是什么？到底牧羊人在做什么事？
Now, this is a funny story.
啊，这是一件跟大家讲一件。
Now, I think the first time I actually saw a flock of sheep out in the countryside was actually in China.
Pastor Scott 第一次看到一群羊呢，是在乡下一群羊，那其实是在中国看到的。
Yeah, it was a group of us. We wanted to go onto the Great Wall, the old part where it's all broken down, and we were out there in the middle of some mountain somewhere.
有一次，他们一群人呢要去看那个长城，他们就到了那个长城毁坏的长城，在郊外的一个地方。
And you know, the Great Wall is, you know, usually on top of the ridge, right? So it has the highest point.
那长城通常是建在最高的地方。
So it was a weird experience. I was looking down from the Great Wall, and I saw just these flock of white little things crawling over the valley.
所以在长城上面往下看，就看到一群白色的点点的，然后他们就在山坡上。
And you know, they're just roaming anywhere, right?
然后他们就到处跑。
And I can't remember if I saw a shepherd.
我当时不记得我有没有看到一个牧羊人。
Now I'm sure he was there because you just don't let sheep just roam over the countryside.
我相信牧羊人就在那里，因为你不会让羊在外面到处跑。
So you know, I know God wants me at a Chinese church because if I saw sheep on the Great Wall, I know I'm in a Chinese church. I know.
所以我知道神要我来到那个华人教会。如果在长城上面看到一群羊的话，神一定是呼召我到华人教会了。
You know, I was thinking on the Great Wall, maybe God wants me to shepherd Chinese.
所以我当时就想，也许神要我牧养中国人。
Not really. I didn't have that thought. No.
所以没有，当时还没有。
But anyway, here's a few facts about sheep, right?
但是这边有几件事情跟关乎羊的。
Sheep are incredibly stupid.
羊是很笨的，很蠢的。
True story.
这是真的。
Someone saw this in the news recently.
那有人在最近在新闻上面看到这一点。
Hundreds of sheep followed the lead ship off a cliff.
有几百只羊跟着那领头羊就从那个悬崖上面跳下来。
So this is a flock of sheep followed their lead sheep just they all followed their leader right off the cliff.
他们就跟着那领头羊就一起都掉下悬崖下来。
400 sheep.
有400只羊，400头羊。
Now this is in the country of Turkey. True story.
是在土耳其的一个乡下，这是真实的故事。
They fell to their death.
他们掉下来，然后都当然都死了。
They said the shepherds from a nearby village were neglecting the flock because they were eating their breakfast.
而是当时因为这是从那个另外一个城来的这个牧羊人，他当时没有顾这些羊，因为他在吃早餐。
Now, they said the loss to the local farmers, the loss was estimated at $74,000.
所以当时对于这个农场的损失是74,000.
And the guy writing in this article said it was a little humorous. You can't help but smile. But even though it's sad, you can't help smiling.
对，当时这个写这篇文章的这个记者呢，他写的有一点点很有趣。
You know,
虽然是一件很不好的事情，但是你没有办法不带着微笑。
The first group of sheep, you know, probably lost their life as it hit the ground.
那当然，第一批的羊可能就掉下去就死了。
And then he said, you know, I don't know if this is true, but it sounded like the last sheep kind of had a fluffy cloud to bounce on. You know that wolf.
他说那第一批掉下去就死了，后面一批接着跳，到了最后一个底下一群在当成那个垫背的。
You shouldn't laugh, right?
不应该笑，不过的确就是这样。
But they're stupid.
的确，羊是不
聪明的。I mean, they have what we call in English a mob mentality.
That's right. Mob.
They just follow the group. They just do go anywhere together.
他这群羊就是跟着这个群众的这个心态，所以他就跟群众怎么做，他就跟着做。
So they need a shepherd to stop them from doing something really dumb.
所以他的确需要牧羊人来指引他们，来预防他们做一些很愚蠢的事。
And then secondly, sheep are they're directionless. Directionless.
另外一点呢，羊是没有方向感的。
So if you shepherd puts them in green pastures and water, sooner or later they'll just wander off to the bad weeds.
所以如果你把牧羊人把它放在那个水草边，他们走一走，走一走，吃一吃，然后就会走散。
And this article says if a shepherd doesn't micromanage them and keep them under his watchful eye, they'll just wander off.
如果牧羊人没有好好的管理控制他们的话呢，一下子他们就会不见了，就跑走。
And then third, sheep are defenseless.
第三点呢，这些羊呢也是没有办法，没有自卫能力。
Think about how easy prey they are to wolves.
所以想想看，他们对于这个狼群来讲，他们是多容易猎取的猎物。
They can't fight.
他们没办法自己抵抗自己，自己来抵抗。
Too hard to fight against a wolf.
他们对于狼完全没有抵抗能力。
They can't run because they're pretty slow, and some of them have really long hair. They can't run.
他们也跑得也很慢，特别有一些那个毛长得不得了，他们跑不动的。
Now some animals they have a defense mechanism, like a snake will rear up on its head and kind of, show its teeth, right?
有一些动物它有自我防卫能力，比如说那个蛇会突然跳起来，露出牙齿。
And the writer of the article is really funny. He said, "What's a sheep gonna do? Bah."
所以就说那羊要做什么呢？Bah.
They can't. They're an easy snack for the wolf, right?
所以他们对于狼来讲，他们就很容易就可以吃到他们。
Now.So, when God calls us his sheep, it's not always a compliment.
所以当神呼说我们是羊的时候，并不表示这是一个称赞。
We need God to be our shepherd.
我们需要神来当成我们的牧羊人。
So let's look at verse 1 of Zechariah 10.
所以我们来看看第一节。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一、第二节，第十章第一、第二节。
Zechariah is prophesying God's word to them. He says, "Ask rain from the Lord in the season of the spring rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain to everyone, the vegetation in the field. For the household gods utter nonsense, and the diviners see lies. They tell false dreams and give empty consolation. Therefore, the people wander like sheep. They are afflicted for lack of a shepherd."
So.撒迦利亚第十章第一、第二节，撒迦利亚就对他们发出这个预言：当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨，他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。因为家神所言的是虚空，普世所见的是虚空，做梦者所说的是假梦。他们白白的安慰人，所以众人如羊流离，因无牧人就受苦。
Now Israel at this time, Israel itself, they were beset by poor harvest, poor harvest.
当时在以色列这个地方呢，他们的收成不好。
And in Zechariah chapter 10, in verse 1 and 2 here, Zechariah, God is calling his sheep, his flock, back to himself, back to the true God.
当时在撒迦利亚书第十章第一、第二节，撒迦利亚希望以色列人能够回到神的面前，回到真正的信仰当中。
And you see here, God in verse 1,He's calling the people back to a true faith in Him and prayer toward the true God.
所以我们看到这里说，他要人民回到他的面前，真正来向这个真正的神来祷告。
And you know, in the Old Testament, God Himself told Israel as they were obedient to Him and loved Him that He would always provide rain for their land.
我们在旧约里面看到说，神应许以色列人，如果他们向他呼求。愿意来相信接受他的话，他就会赐下甘霖给他们。
And see, they're a little different than us today. See, we're not a state, we're not a nation. The church isn't. But back then, they were a nation state, and with special blessings for the relationship with God.
在我们现在的教会不是跟当时以色列人不一样。以色列人这个国家本身就是神所祝福的一个民族。
And so God said, if you obey me.The consequence, the good consequence would be, I will bless your land.
所以当时神给他们的应许是，你愿意遵守我的诫命，我就祝福你，祝福你这个地。
And if you go to false gods, which we see here in verse 2, I'll curse your land. It's a simple consequence.
那很简单的，如果你不相信我，你去拜这些假神的话，我就会带来咒诅。
Now, but here's the wonderful truth, even for us, the New Testament church.
那对于新约教会的我们来说，这里面有一个真理在当中。
We know from Scripture that God loves it when we pray. He loves it.
我们从圣经里面知道说神喜悦我们向他祷告。
And sometimes things in life are not going well, or we're not. It's okay to pray. We can pray for good things.
当我们生活当中有一些不顺利的时候。是可以祷告的，我们可以祷告求神赐福给我们。
You know, James chapter 4 verse 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask.
雅各书第四章第二节说，你们求得不着是因为，你们不得不着是因为你们不求。
Now again, remember, in the New Testament, it's different.
我们知道说新约所带给我们的教，新约是有点不一样。
We always want to pray according to God's will.
我们一直都要根据神所的心意来祷告。
God may want us to go through suffering.
神也许希望我们经历苦难。
In fact, suffering is how He grows us.
事实上，我们经历的苦难是神借着这些苦难让我们可以成长。
But if we're going to be good sheep and follow the shepherd, we need to pray and follow our leader.
但是如果我们是要能够成为好的羊，跟随我们的好牧人的话，我们要向我们的神来祷告。
Listen, even if you don't get rain in this life, we're going to get all the rain we need in the next life.
即使我们今生没有得到神所赐下的甘霖，我们能够在永生当中，神应许他会赐给我们他的甘霖。
All right, so now in verse 2, Zechariah starts talking about where is Israel having problems.
那第二节就提到说，当时的以色列这个民族到底有什么问题。
And Zechariah lists a couple idols that were prevalent at this time.
那所以撒加利亚就列出了几个在当时当时确实发生的一些偶像。
One was what we call a household god.
第一个是家神。
And these were the kind that, like, in the Old Testament, some of them carried around when they traveled or they went to their house. They carried these idols with them and put them in their house.
在当时旧约里面记载呢，他们有时候旅行的时候，他们就随身携带的一些偶像，或者放在家里面。
And God says, there's only one God, one God.
神就说，我们只有一位神。除了以外没有别的神。
In fact, the gods behind these idols are demons. That's what Paul calls them.
在这些家神偶像的背后呢，其实是撒旦。
And it's weird because Israel has not learned their lesson.
但很奇怪的是，以色列人到现在还是没有学到他们的功课。
God just disciplined them, destroyed the city of Israel, sent them into captivity, and then brought them back. You would have thought they would have learned their lesson.
神刚教训了他们，把他们带到巴比伦，又把他们带回来。你想，他们应该学到了这个教训。
God says, "Come to me in faith and prayer."
神告诉他们说，到我的面前，以你的信跟你的祷告来到我的面前。
God wants to bless us, but we have to get rid of God. And for us today, the church, anything that we put before God is an idol.
对我们现在的教会来说也是一样。我们任何事情在神的面前，比神要重要的都是我们的偶像。
Now, sometimes every day we put things before God. We all know that.
我们在每天的生活当中，我们知道我们把一些事情放在比神还重要的角色上。
But what is our heart attitude? Do we say, "Man, I don't want to do this, Lord. You have to be number one in my life. You deserve all glory."
但是我们心里面想的是什么？我们心里面是不是想说，神啊，我们要把你放在首位？这是我的心智呢？
And then, so you have these false shepherds, these bad shepherds in Israel.Who are consulting false gods?
所以我们当时看到说，在以色列这些领袖里面，有些人他是去寻求假神的。
We have false prophets who are telling the people false dreams.
在当时有一些假的先知告诉以色列人假的异梦。
And they're giving empty comfort.
他们给他们一些虚空的安慰。
You know, really, because they're getting their information from demons.
因为就事实上就是因为他们所接受到的信息是从撒旦来的，并不是从真神来的。
And you know what? It reminds me.It reminds me of in Scripture when Paul talks about these idols. It reminds me that it looks just like a statue, like there's nothing there. But behind the idol, he says, is a being, and it's demonic. It's demonic.
就想到在新约保罗里面对我们的教训，我们也许看到那偶像好像就只是一个塑像，但是其实在这偶像的背后，其实是有撒旦的能力。
And Satan is always bent on your destruction. He's always bent on your destruction.
那撒旦永远是希望我们能够希望来破坏我们的。
And then these leaders, these prophets, basically what they're saying to the people is peace, peace, but there is no
peace.
所以这当时这些假先知、假教师所告诉人民的是平安了，平安了。可是其实事实上，他们所宣告的并不是平安。
And there are one commentator says there are few things more damaging than false comfort.
那当时我有几个解经家就说，其实没有太多事情比宣告假的安慰更伤人。
He says false comfort tells us we're doing fine when God says we are sinners in danger of His wrath.
当神告诉我们说我们是罪人，我们是需要受到审判，但是这些假的安慰告诉我们说你没事，你没事。
False comfort. False comfort says that God is surely pleased with our worship.
那当这些假的安慰告诉我们说神一定喜悦我们在他面前的敬拜。
When in fact he rejects worship that he's not ordained in his scripture.
那但是事实上，神对于他不喜悦的敬拜，他是不会接受的。
False comfort says that since the world applauds us, we must be doing great.
这些假的安慰说，如果这个世人都喜悦我们所做的事，一定是好的。
While in fact the people like sheep are afflicted for lack of a shepherd.
但是世人却如羊，没有牧羊人的这些世人都如羊走迷。
The reason for this affliction, Zechariah is pointing out, is because there is no shepherd. The sheep, verse 2, are wandering because of a lack of a shepherd.
但就像这边第二节说的，因为没有牧人，这些羊就受苦。
Where is the shepherd who can feed them the truth of God's word?
那这些牧羊人真的能够喂养他们神真实的话语的这些牧羊人在哪里呢？
Where is the shepherd who can protect them from the wolves, the false teachers?
真的能够保护这些羊群，能够避免这些假教师像狼的侵犯，这些的牧羊人在哪里呢？
Where is the false shepherd that can lead them to the green pastures of the worship of God and of the word?
真正的牧羊人能够带领他们到青草边、青草地旁，能够真正敬拜真神的牧羊人在哪里呢？
So these people are afflicted. There's no shepherd.
所以这些人受苦，因为没有牧羊人。
You know, it's I can almost see God saying something like this.
我脑里面可以想象神会这么说。
You see, in the Old Testament, God compares His relationship to Israel like a husband to a wife.
在圣经里面告诉我们说，神把他自己跟以色列人的关系像是丈夫跟妻子的关系。
Why are you going away from me? I love you. I'm your true spouse. I'm your God.
神的那个心意就是你为什么要离开我，我是你真正的丈夫，你为什么要离开我呢？
Why would you go to something as a household god who isn't a god at all?
你为什么跑去那个家神，这个偶像，他完全就不是神呢？
God says, I'm the only one who can give rain, no other gods.
神说只有我能够降下甘霖，没有其他的神可以做这样一件事的。
These false gods can't make it rain.
这些假神是没有办法让天降雨的。
And furthermore, these false gods will destroy you.
更进一步，这些假神是会毁坏你的。
Where is there a shepherd? Where is there someone who can come and just shepherd these people in godliness forever?
牧羊人在哪里呢？哪里有这些牧羊人可以保护这些羊群，一直保护到底？
These are false teachers, false leaders of Israel.
这些是以色列人当中的假的领袖，假的教师。
Now let's make it real for us here at our church, right?
那我们现在来想想这些对我们有什么真实性。
Suppose Deacon Samuel.
可能是我。
How about Deacon Harvey?
可能是 Deacon Harvey.
Oh, let's pick on somebody.
Alan.
Alan. Alan, yeah. Oh, gotcha. All right. Suppose I go away on my vacation, right?
也许有一天Pastor Scott 去度假。
And while I'm away, the deacons decide we think we know a better way of serving our people.
那我们当 Pastor Scott 不在的时候，也许几个的执事说，我们知道有一个更好的方法来服侍这个教会。
We've got a brand new teaching that's going to really help the people.
我们带来一个全新的一个教导，可以帮助大家。
And it's called Scientology.
它叫基督教科学会。
And in fact, it's a real religion. Many famous movie actors are part of this religion.
有很多电影明星都是属于这个群体的。
So they want to be famous.
我们希望也能够成名。
And they're going to teach this new teaching of Scientology.
所以我们就开始教这个基督教科学会的这些教导。
Now imagine if I came back.
那想想如果 Pastor Scott 从假期回来。
I would say, you know, I'd grab him. I'd say, what are you doing?
可能就抓着我们说你在做什么。
This is not the gospel of Jesus.
这不是耶稣基督的福音。
I thought we were a Christian church.
我以为我们是基督教的教会。
You're leading the people into some kind of giant pyramid scheme.
你跑去 pyramid scheme. 你带领这些人去像那个老鼠会一样。
It's some weird religion where everybody at the top has money and everybody at the bottom doesn't have anything. But yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so think about God now. God's looking at his people and he says, my leaders are leading the people astray.
所以你看像看神当时看这些领袖，就说这些领袖把我的子民带离开我的正道上。
His rage would burn.
是他的那个愤怒会燃烧。
You know, and this is the thing. For Israel, the priests and the prophets were supposed to lead people to God.
你要知道说，当时的先知跟祭司，他们应该是带领以色列人来朝向、来面对、面向神的。
But in fact, right, the shepherd himself is letting the sheep wander.
那但是当时的领袖却是让人当时的子民到处乱走。
The people of Israel are starting to go over a cliff.
就好，他们就好像那个羊掉下悬崖一样。
The wolves are circling.
当时的狼就在旁边绕着他们。
And the wolves are saying to themselves, who should we get next?
那个狼可能就彼此就说，我们要先抓哪，先吃哪一只呢？
And the sheep are getting really thin, right?
羊呢也越来越瘦，因为没有喂养。
They're not going to give a good mutton meal to anybody, for sure.
他们可能没办法成为很好的大餐。
God, you see, God is righteously angry with his leaders.
所以神对这些领袖是带着有一个带着公义的愤怒。
And then one day, this guy comes along, this guy called Jesus of Nazareth.
但是有一天，这个拿撒勒人耶稣来了。
And then he looks out at the crowds in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
那看到这个人群，就像马太福音第九章三十六节说的。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Look at Micah, Old Testament prophet like Zechariah. The book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient of days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. The rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
弥迦书第五章二到五节。 伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。耶和华必将以色列人交付敌人，只等到生产的妇人生下子来，那时掌权者其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。他必起来，倚靠耶和华的大能，并耶和华他神之名的威严，牧养他的羊群。 他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐增大，直到地极。这位必作我们的平安。当亚述人进入我们的地境，践踏宫殿的时候，我们就立起七个牧者，八个首领攻击他。And
see, this is the prophecy of Jesus.
这是对耶稣基督的预言。This
is why Jesus came to earth.
这是为什么耶稣来到这个地上。In
fact, all of mankind, you picture the planet Earth just like wandering sheep all over the earth.
那我们当我们想想。 所有的人类呢，就好像这群没有羊的牧人一样，在这个地上到处乱跑。You
know, we just celebrated Christmas, right?
我们才刚庆祝了圣诞节，是不是？
And we see that beautiful little nativity scene with baby Jesus.
当我们看到这个很漂亮的这个马槽的这个景象，里面有一个婴孩耶稣。
Now, was the reason he came just to give us a warm feeling? Oh, baby Jesus.
他来是不是就给我们一个很温暖的一个感受？哦，好可爱的小婴孩耶稣呢？
No, no. It just wasn't to make us feel all cozy all over.
他不是就让我们感觉很舒服而已。
Do we celebrate Jesus because he was a good man and taught ethical teachings?
我们来纪念耶稣，是不是只是因为他教导我们一个很好的一个道理呢？
No, he came because the sheep were eternally lost.
他来是因为属神的这些羊群已经在永恒当中失落了。
He came to shepherd the people back to God.
他来是要牧养带领这些羊群回到神的面前。
Back to a Savior.
回到这个救主面前。
If he hadn't come, we would all be going over a cliff, and there's nothing we can do about it.
如果他没有来，我们就跟那群羊一样，都从山崖上面掉下去，我们一点办法都没有。
Now look at verse 3 in Zechariah 10.
我们来看看第三节。
So here it is. God says, "As my anger is hot against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders." We'll stop there.
我的怒气向牧人发作，我必惩罚公山羊。
Now look at this next passage here in another prophet, Ezekiel chapter 34.
那我们在下面我们会看到以西结书的第34章也这么提到。
And this will give us some more insight into why God is so upset with the prophets, the shepherds.
帮助我们了解为什么神对于当时的牧羊人这么的愤怒。
The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered all over the mountains, next to the Great Wall, and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them.
以西结书第34章1到6节，耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言，攻击他们说，耶和华主耶和华如此说，祸哉以色列的牧人，只知牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗？你们吃脂油，穿羊毛，宰肥壮的，却不牧养群羊，瘦弱的你们没有养壮，有病的你们没有医治，受伤的你们没有缠裹，被逐的你们没有领回，失丧的你们没有寻找，但用强暴严严的辖制，因无牧人，羊就分散，既分散便做一切野兽的食物。我的羊在诸山间，在各高山各高冈上流离，在全地上分散，无人去寻，无人去找。
Now do you understand why God is so upset with his shepherds?
所以知道为什么神对于这些牧羊人是那么的伤痛吗？
They should have been fired a long time ago.
他们很早以前就应该是被。
They are eating their breakfast while the sheep go over the cliff.
他们羊群掉在山崖上的时候，他们正在吃早餐。
You know, here's maybe a present day analogy, right?
那这也许是现代的一个类比。
We just had a new president, right?
我们才刚刚有一个新总统。
Now, some of this, I read this and I'm like, man, this just sounds like our political leaders.
那这个听起来像是一个政治上面的领袖。
And I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, but I'm just saying.You know, there all these politicians make these promises to care for the sheep in the United States, right?
那我们在政治上面，我们常常听到这些的承诺，就说我要照顾所有的人。
But they break their promises left and right.
那但是所有的政客都一样，他们在当他们施政的时候呢，他们就完全没有按照他们的承诺来施行。
A lot of our politicians are terrible. They don't shepherd the people in their country.
在这个国家里面，很多的政客，他们完全没有为人民的。的利益来着想。
And unfortunately, we know a lot of pastors and churches who do the same thing.
那很不幸的，我们知道在教会当中有一些牧者也是如此。
There are many pastors out there who are aligning their pockets, right, with the people's money, but not helping them at all.
我们在这个时代有一些教会的牧师，他们把人的把很多的钱放在自己的口袋里面，但是没有真的照顾到。
Not telling them about the Savior Jesus Christ.
但没有真的告诉别人关于救主耶稣基督。
Not helping them with their real problems.
没有在人民在弟兄姐妹真正需要的上面来帮助他们。
In fact, one commentator, back to Zechariah, verse 3, one commentator says this word translated as leaders in verse 3 of Zechariah, the word translated as leaders is actually the term a he-goat, a he-goat.
在这一句中文上面的翻译是公山羊，其实就是领袖。中文翻译是跟当时的希伯来文翻译很像公山羊。
And it seems from this word, from the study, that this commentator is saying that these goats are kind of bullies.
那所以这些的这个公山羊呢，他们是会欺负别人的公山羊。
Now again, we're not specifically sure who is Zechariah talking about in these verses.
我们不知道撒迦利亚在当时这个经文，他是不是有针对谁来特别讲。
Could it be the governor or the leader over Israel at that time?
也许是当时以色列人政治上面的领袖。
Could be.
也许。
Could it be the priest?
也许是他们的祭司。
Could be. Could it be the leaders of the tribes?
也许是他们各个支派上面的领袖。
And maybe in a sense, all of them.
也许是所有这些人。
But here's the good news.
但是这我们有一个好消息。
Continuing in verse 3 here.
当我们继续看到第三节。
It says, the Lord of hosts cares for his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his majestic steed in battle.
因为这边就接下来说，因我万军之耶和华眷顾自己的羊群，就是犹大家，必使他们如骏马在阵上。
God wants to shepherd his people.
因为神自己希望能够牧养到他属于他自己的子民。
Now, he calls us the apple of his eye.
他说我们是他瞳仁里面的苹果。
Jesus calls us the church, his bride.
我们耶稣称他的教会是他的心腹。
He calls us his children.
他称回我们他为他的儿女。
And he will transform his flock into a mighty horse, right?
他会让他的子民他的羊群把他们转变成为像骏马，能够在镇上的骏马。
Right, like picture us, we're like knights. Okay, women, pretend you're a knight, and a strong battle horse, right, going out to fight.
想想看，我们是那个战士，我们就骑在那个我们在骏马上面去征战。
Now, I used to live in Louisville, Kentucky.
那 Pastor Scott 以前在 Louisville, Kentucky 住。
Kentucky now, it's known for horse racing.
Kentucky 很有名的就是那个赛马。
Actually, there's a joke. Kentucky is a hard place to minister to.
那其实有一个笑话，因为 Kentucky 也是一个很难去牧养的地
方。The three big industries of Kentucky are horse racing, which is gambling, right?
因为在 Kentucky 有三个最主要的business.
In the business industry.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
有三个不同的产业，一个是那个赛马是赌博嘛。
The second big thing, they make a ton of bourbon, like whiskey, alcohol.
那第二个呢，他们做了很多酒，威士忌酒。
And the third, Baijiu.
白酒。
Yeah. Okay.
白酒。
Yeah. There you go. Ganbei. No. All right. But I got to pull out my Chinese. The third thing they're known for is tobacco fields, tobacco.
那第三个，他们种了很多那个烟草。
So Kentucky, my seminary was in Kentucky, but it's a hard place to minister.
Pastor Scott 的那个神学院是在 Kentucky, 不过 Kentucky 本身是一个很难去。
So if you start preaching against some of these problems, there's people in your church who are part of these businesses.
那你开始你在针对这些问题来讲道的时候，我们教会里面很多人就在这些的生意做这些生意的。
In fact, I had one of my professors, you know, who's also a pastor, he went to preach at a church in Kentucky.
那我以前是一个神学院老师，他本身也是一个牧师，他就到当时一个教会去讲道。
And when he was greeted at a door by the deacon,
然后在他那个门呢，就是一个执事来跟他欢迎他。
And the deacon said to him, you can preach on anything you want, but just don't preach on tobacco.
他就告诉他说，你要讲什么都可以，就是不要讲到烟草。
Now, you know, my professor said, it's probably not a good situation when the deacon first says to you, you can preach on anything you want, but this thing.
所以那个神学院老师就说，你听到就知道这不是一个很好的一个状态，因为执事第一件事情告诉你说，你讲什么都可以，就是不要讲到这件事情上。
But anyway, there's a lot of horse racing in Kentucky.
然后在不管怎么说，在 Kentucky 有很多赛马的。
And they have this huge race, one of the biggest races in the world, called the Kentucky Derby.
有一个最大的叫 Kentucky Derby.
And they have these strong horses that come up to the gate.
那在你知道在赛马的时候，就有很多很强壮的马来到这个那个赛马场的边上。
In fact, when the bell rings, boy, those gates open up and those horses are off.
那看过赛马都知道，赛马就是所有的马是挡在那个栅栏前面，等到铃声一响的时候，所以栅栏打开，所有的马就往前跑。
But now I kind of understand this picture of a strong horse a little bit.
我就开始了解这边所说的这个骏马。
You know, it's you can see like their nostrils and their nose just flaring. There's foam coming out of their mouth.
你看到这些马，你看到那个电视上面，你看他们。鼻子啊，鼻孔吹出这个气，好像就是预备要往前跑的这种样子。
And you see all their muscles.
你看这些骏马身上的这些肌肉。
And these are great natural machines, right?
他们本身就是跑步的机器一样。
And so you know, here the church, sometimes we in the church, is, for in every age, we feel like the church is so weak in the world.
那很多时候我们觉得教会里面，好像在这个世界当中，我们教会好像是很微弱的一群。
But if God is fighting for us, we are strong as horses.
但是神为我们征战，我们就如骏马一样的强壮。
And God is fighting our battles for us and with us.
神是替我们征战，也是与我们一同征战。
So even what looks like a bad situation, like a Christian dying for his belief,
所以也许我们从人的角度看起来，有基督徒为了信仰的关系而死，好像是一件很不好的事。
The light of his testimony of holding true to Christ in his death will be a testimony to others to believe in this God.
但是这些殉道者，因为他坚持信仰，因为坚持抓住耶稣基督的应许，他们可以成为众人的见证，可以成很有力的见证。
In fact, in the country of England, when the Reformation was happening, when the people were getting back to the Bible, there was a lot of persecution.
其实在当时在英国宗教改革发生的时候，有很多的迫害。
And what happened back then, England had turned Catholic, like Roman Catholic, but they turned into mean Catholics.
England
Catholic, turned Catholic.
Okay, so在英国那边有天主教。
And there was this famous queen named Bloody Mary.
当时有一个血腥玛丽，很有名的一个女王。
And she wanted to get rid of any Christians like us, like Baptists, who believed in Scripture and all that.
那这个女王呢，她当时要把所有的基督徒，因为他们转成天主教，所以要把所有的基督徒，自称基督徒的都杀了。
So two leaders of the church, she tied to stakes in the wooden stakes in the ground.
那所以有两个教会的领袖，他们就把他绑在木头上。
And she was going to burn them alive for believing and sharing the good news of Jesus.
所以他当时要把这两个教会的领袖要活活的烧死，因为他们相信而且是传递耶稣基督的信仰。
So these two leaders, they kind of looked at each other while they're on the stake.
那所以他们两个被绑在那里，他们就彼此对看。
And one of the guys says, "Hey, man up, be brave."
那就一个就对另外一个说，嘿，你勇敢些。
You know what? They're going to light us up. We're going to be like a burning candle that will light the entire country of England.
他就跟他说，他们要烧我们，我们就好像那个被燃烧的蜡烛一样，会照亮整个英国。
And he said, our testimony will light, hopefully light the gospel of Jesus to all of England.
他说我们在众人面前的见证，希望能够使得耶稣基督的福音就像灯，就像烛火一样照亮在整个英国。
It did, and from that time, England became a very Christian nation.
的确就是这么发生。从那个事情之后，整个英国就变成是传递基督信仰的一个很重要的国家。
They were wild, strong horses for God.
他们就像是这边所说的是神面前的骏马。
Verse 4,
第四节
，Zechariah says, "From him, from God, shall come the cornerstone. From him, the tent peg. From him, the battle bow." From him every ruler, all of them together. Verse 5, they shall be like mighty men in battle, trampling the foe in the mud of the streets. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and they shall put to shame the riders on the horses.
房角石、钉子、征战的弓和一切掌权的都从他而出。他们必如勇士在阵上，将仇敌践踏在街上的泥土中。他们必征战，因为耶和华与他们同在，骑马的也必羞愧。
Jesus is called the chief cornerstone of the church.
耶稣基督自己是教会的房角石。
Jesus is the one now that we have salvation through him.
我们也是因为耶稣基督，我们能够有这个有拯救，有救恩。
And this verse says he's a tent peg.
这边也提到说他是钉子。
And what that means is, it's like a peg in your wall, like a hook in your wall that you would hang up your coat, your bag, all of your belongings.
这个钉子就像挂钩，我们在墙上，我们挂我们的衣服，挂任何东西的这个钉子挂钩。
Now in Jesus, we can hang up our whole life on Him because we're secure for eternity.
在耶稣基督，我们可以把我们的整个的生命都挂在他的上头，我们可以在他里面有保障、有安全、有永生。
Now back then, right? The nation state of Israel, they did fight real battles.
在当时的以色列人，他们的确是有真正的征战。
Now, a lot of commentators think this was fulfilled during what we call the Maccabean period. Maccabean.
有一些解经学家觉得这一段经文呢，是在什么时候预言已经成全呢？是在之后有一个叫马加比王朝的时候成全。
This actually happening comes between the Old Testament and the New Testament. We don't have that part of Scripture.
马加比王朝是在新旧约的中间，我们在当时没有圣经的记载。
And there's a group of priests and Jewish people who became very strong warriors for years to fight off the evil enemies around them.
在当时有一群祭司呢，他们变成很强壮，他们自己装备，所以当时他们起来抵抗外族的侵略。
But now we fight spiritual battles, and God is helping us fight the battle of sharing the gospel, of prayer, of faith.
我们现在不是有真正的征战，但是我们有属灵的征战。神自己的话语，神帮助我们来打这个属灵的征战。
See, Jesus says in the New Testament, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
所以新约里面，耶稣告诉我们说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，他为了羊群来征战。
Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me.
他说是我的，我知认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father.
就像父认识我，我也认识他。
And I lay my life down for the sheep.
我为羊舍命。
Jesus says to us, his sheep, I give you eternal life.
他对于羊群，就对我们，对我们的羊群，他说我给你永生。
And we will never perish.
我们永远不会灭亡。
And no one will be able to snatch us, the sheep, out of God's hands.
没有人可以从神的手中把我们夺去。
It's a beautiful picture, Jesus being the shepherd.
这是一个很美的图画，因为耶稣基督自己是我们的牧羊。
But Jesus is also the sheep.
但是耶稣自己也是那羊。
It's a beautiful, beautiful picture of how God saved us.
这是一个很美神救恩的一个图像。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人，耶稣是好牧人。
Who then to save his sheep? The only way he could save his sheep was that he died for them.
但是他救他的羊群的方式是他自己替羊舍命。
The shepherd became a lamb and died a sacrificial death for us.
这个牧羊人自己成为那为我们牺牲、为我们摆上的代赎的羔羊。
And this is beautiful. This is what the apostle John in the book of Revelation he sees an amazing sight on the throne of God.
这是使徒约翰他在启示录里面。他的意象当中看到，在神的宝座上面看到的这个很美的一个意象。
He sees a strong lion on the throne.
他看到在神的宝座上面的是一个强壮的狮子。
But he also sees a bloody lamb.
但是他也同时也看到一个带血的羔羊。
This amazing, powerful God became a sacrificial lamb so that we would become lions for God.
这位带着全能的神自己愿意成为那么无助的羔羊，因此我们可以跟他一样成为。
And this is what Jesus did. He said he got up on that cross.
这是耶稣所说的，他到了这个十字架上。
He says, "I'm offering my perfect life as a substitute for you."
他说我摆上我自己完美的生命，是为了要成为你的代赎。
If you believe,
如果你相信
that I'm your Savior,
我是你的救主
that I have the power to forgive all of your sins,
我有能力来赦免你一切的罪
that my sacrificial death will cover past.Present and future sins.
我的摆上我的牺牲，我能够付上你过去、现在以及将来一切的罪的代价。
If you believe that I'm your Savior,
如果你相信我成为你自己个人救主。
And we know that He can do this for us because He raised back from the dead. He died, but He came back to life.
我们知道他的确可以如此这么做，因为他不仅仅是替我们死，他三天之后又从死里复活。
And He says, if anybody believes that I'm your Savior, that I died for your sins, and that I rose from the dead, I will give you new life both now and for eternity.
所以你相信我的人，我已经替你死又复活，我要赐给你新生命，从今一直直到永永远远。
So and then all of us who believed in Jesus, we receive now the Holy Spirit, God within us.
我们每一位相信耶稣基督的，我们现在就领受了神所赐下来的圣灵。
And the Spirit makes us spiritual warriors.
这个圣灵在我们里面的圣灵，帮助我们成为这个属灵的勇士。
So here's the message for us, church.
所以今天对我们教会说的这个重要的信息。
Don't despair when you feel like life is tough.
当我们生命当中遇到挫折的时候，不要灰心丧志。
Don't get down on yourself and give into the lie that God does not love you.
不要轻易的接受从撒旦来的谎言，说神不爱我。
He sees all of his sheep.
他看顾所有的羊群。
All those who believed in Christ.
所有认识相信他的耶稣基督人。
No one can snatch them out of my hands.
他说没有人可以从我的手中把你夺去。
He laid down his life for you.
他已经为了你而摆上自己的生命。
And he purchased you with his blood.
他用他的血买赎了你。
So even The psalmist says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil.
所以就像诗人所说的，虽经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
Because our shepherd is with us.
因为我们的牧羊人是跟我们同在。
And here now, because we're his sheep, we also have God living in us.
但我们现在，因为我们已经，我们是属于他的，我们也有神住在我们里面。
And God wants us to be like Jesus.
神也希望我们跟耶稣一样。
So now God wants us to be shepherds as well.
神也希望我们能够成为其他的人的牧羊人。
So parents, God wants you to shepherd your children to the gospel. That's the number one thing he wants you to do.
所以所有的在座做父母的，神希望我们带着我们的孩子，我们是我们孩子的牧羊人，是成为他们福音的牧羊人。
If you're teaching in the church, you have a great responsibility.
我们在做有在教会里面做教导的，我们也有很大的一个责任。
You're responsible for shepherding the flock closer to their savior.
我们都有这个责任，是我们要带领所有的羊群能够更靠近神。
We're called to shepherd each other.
我们能够，我们被神呼召起来，我们是能够牧养，我们彼此牧养。
Maybe somebody you know in the church is having a bad week.
我们也许当中有一些人这个礼拜过得不好。
And you shepherd them by loving them and praying for them and counseling them with scripture.
但我们借着祷告，借着来跟他们的一些辅导，借着神的话语来安慰他们，我们也是在牧养他们。
You see, our church is our theme this year is building a Christ-centered family.
我们今年的教会主题是建造基督的家庭。
And what that means is that we shepherd each other. We shepherd each other.
他意思是什么呢？我们可以彼此的牧养。
If we see somebody kind of wandering off from the church, we need to go run after them and say, "Hey, what's going on?"
我们看到有一些人好像渐渐的离开教会一样，我们要去主动的去说怎么了。
If we see somebody who has been hurt and has deep wounds, we say, "How can I help you? How can I love you? How can I pray for you?"
我们看到当中看到有弟兄姐妹在受到伤害，我们一起来说，我们可以怎么样来帮助你，怎么样来替你祷告。
Now, how about this one? How about we see a sheep that's getting really fat but not serving the church a lot? Like, you need to go serve and work off that fat, you know? Stop receiving, go serve somewhere in the church.
甚至我们当中有一些，也许因为接受了很多信息，好像长得胖了，可是没有在教会里面服侍。我们要说，你要起来服侍教会，才不会一直变胖，该减肥。
So we're one flock, we're one family.
我们是一群羊，我们是一个家庭。
So we're always going to have issues in the church.
我们在教会里面总是会有问题。
But we need to go after those sheep. We need to have a love for the sheep who are hurting or wandering away.
但是我们需要对于我们教会当中所有的群羊，也许是走偏离的，也许是在受苦的、受伤的，我们必须要彼此安慰、彼此帮助。
And always listen to the voice of our shepherd in the word.
我们永远就是听到我们在天上的大牧人他自己的话语。
And this is where we can learn what our shepherd's all about.
神的话语是我们可以学习到我们的天上的大牧人他是怎么样的一位牧者。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our great shepherd.
我们天上的大牧人。
God, thank you for rescuing all of us.
感谢你拯救我们。
From certain death.
我们本来应该要死的。
God, some of us were stuck in the thorn bushes of life.
我们有些人是在现在正在荆棘当中。
God, some of us were very close to falling off the cliff. But you ran over and grabbed us.
对，但是你却跑过来，紧紧地抓住我们，拯救我们。
God, thank you for feeding us your word.
感谢你用你自己的话语来喂养我们。
God, I just pray that if anyone in here does not know you as their savior,
我祷告是我们在座有些还没有把你自己当成他们个人的救主的。
They can see that they need a shepherd who will lead them to God.
他们会看到说他们需要一位牧羊人带领他们来到你的面前。
God, death is coming to all of us.
主啊，死亡是就临近我们。
And God, we are separated by our sins from a holy God.
我们因为我们的罪，我们都跟你隔离。
But by believing in Jesus.
但是因为我们可以靠着相信耶稣基督。
In his sacrificial death for us.
他的为我们所摆上的那牺牲的。
And his resurrection from the dead.
而他从死里面的复活。
We will be forgiven.
我们会被你赦免。
And have life eternal.
我们也可以有一个永恒的生命。
God, draw souls to yourself today.
主啊，求你吸引灵魂属于你的人来到你的面前。
And God, those of us who are your sheep.
主，我们当中已经是属于你的羊群的。
God, help us learn to be like Jesus, like shepherds.
主，帮助我们能够学习像耶稣，能够成为牧者。
God, help us shepherd each other.
帮助我们能够牧养彼此。
God, sometimes our church might seem everything is going great.
对啊，有时候我们也许在教会当中觉得好像万什么事情都挺好的。
But we don't realize that over the hill there's a few wolves staring at us.
但是我们却没有注意到说在山上却有几只狼是在看着我们的。
God, we always need to be alert.
对，我们要时时警醒。
And we need to always care for the wandering sheep.
我们要时时的看顾我们身边在走失的、走迷的羊。
We thank you that you're our good shepherd.
我们感谢你，因为你是好牧人。
It's in your son's name we pray.
奉你爱子耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.